Good evening. I hope you're well. Please join me in saying the Anabakoach. Anabakoach Gedulat Shemincha Tatir Tzerura Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. Gematria is 506, the same as the phrase Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufrei Shayin Sintet Nun. These six letters spell two Hebrew words, Kra, which means tear up, Satan, the negative force that gives us free will. The same six letters can be rearranged to spell Sha'ar Katan, for small gates, leaving us a hint to guard the gates, which are the entry points of the negative forces. Our small gates are eyes, our ears, our nose, our mouth. Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalad Yud Kaf Shin. Nun Gimel Dalad is a connection to Parnassah. Yud Kaf Shin is a sequence that lets us take back the negative, the energy that we've given to the negative side through our mistakes. Barchem tacharem rachamei sitkatcha tamid gamlem betet resh tzadi tav gimel. The two letters for the month of Av, the Kaf that created the sun, and the Tet that created the constellation Aryeh, the lion, and also the month of Av itself. Hasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adatach Het Kufet Tet Nunayin. This sequence connects us to the Sefirah of Hod. Hod, which has an aspect of appreciation, thankfulness. Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushatach Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. This sequence of letters helps us to spread the wisdom of Kabbalah during this, the sixth millennium. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tsuyakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Tav. The sequence of letters connects us to manifestation and teaches us to remember that perfection only comes through the process of unconditional love. the last line, we say in a whisper, I'm now going to read a verse from the Zohar, from the portion of Hazinu, continuing to read in section 60 from the book of the physician Kartana. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kudenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kudeneihu. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ad Hashta La Shemana Mea Asya Da Umispera Da Bar Mizimna Hadadi Amar Li Taivya Hadadi Shama Leavo Diasya Chad Hava Beyomo Dekad Hava Mistekol Bebarnash Kadi Hu Beve Mare Hava Amarda Chayveda Met. Rabbi Elazar said, I have never heard until now of this Dr. Kartana and of this book, except once when a merchant told me he heard from his father that there used to be a doctor in his time who, when he would look at a person in his bed, he would pronounce, this one shall live, this one shall die. They say about him that he was a truly righteous who feared sin. Whatever the patient had to get but could not afford, he used to buy and give us of his own. They say there was none as wise in the world as he. He used to do more in his prayer than what he would do with his hands. It seems to us it is the same Dr. Kartana. Any doctor who tells a patient you're going to die is doing a major disservice, because many people believe the doctor and act as if his words or pronouncements are correct, instead of continuing to struggle and to fight and to attempt to live, especially now as we live in a generation where we have free choice about living and dying. We no longer have to die, but many people either don't know it or choose to die, because in some sense there are times when the pain appears greater to stay in the world than to leave it. Does anybody have any questions before I go forward with tonight's class? Okay. Tonight we're discussing the mitzvah of loving the ger, loving the stranger. It comes from Deuteronomy, or Devarim, chapter 10, verse 19. And I will read the verse. The English is, you shall love the proselyte, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. And in looking at the Hebrew itself, it's pretty straightforward. Ve'ahavtem et hager ki gerim hayitem be'eretz Mitzrayim. The one interesting aspect in the Hebrew is it has both the et, and the indefinite article, the hey, at the beginning of the word ger, hager. Last week, and forgive me if my numbers are off because I didn't make notes, but last week I looked at the concordance, and ger appears 33 times in the Torah, in the Tanakh. And Hagir appears 39 times. And 39 plus 32 is 72, which connects us to Chochmah, to wisdom. What is a ger? In Yiddish, the word is goy. And In the Torah, goy sometimes means nation, sometimes means stranger. But the ger also means a convert, someone who is converting. And we have to have a little background in the concept of conversion, because people don't truly understand what conversion does. There is an Orthodox ritual for conversion that is followed to a great degree by the conservative movement, and even to some extent by the reform movement. And the idea of the conversion is that someone changes from their old way of life and becomes closer to Hashem, receiving a larger vessel, a larger soul, receiving, and the process, the ritual includes going through the mikveh, which many people think that's where the church developed the idea of baptism, because baptism was something, the mikvehs were something that was very prevalent in the land of Judea, the land of Canaan, at the time of the Second Temple. And people of that generation, being spiritually higher, understood what a mikveh represented. When someone converts, it's actually the lifting of a veil. Someone cannot convert to become a Jew that isn't already on his soul level a Jew. Anyone who converts who doesn't have a Jewish soul will not complete the conversion. Or if they do complete the conversion, they will not keep the Shabbat properly, and they will lose the conversion. And this is really what the struggle between the various components of Judaism, the Orthodox, the conservative, the reform, the renewal, as to who is a Jew, what is an acceptable conversion ritual. Let us understand what is a ger. A ger is a stranger. A ger is a convert. A ger is somebody who moves to the land of Israel when the temple is functioning and says, I want to be a Jewish person. During the time of Solomon, converts were not accepted because the physical benefit of living in the land of Israel at that time was so great that the sages couldn't be sure that the person asking to convert was doing so for a valid reason and not because he wanted the affluence that was associated with living in the land of Israel. And the same rule applies at the time of Mashiach. It is said that we will no longer accept conversions because we will not be able to tell if someone is converting for the benefit or converting because they have a true desire to be close to God. I find that a little hard to understand, because after Mashiach we should have people in the generation who have been resurrected who would be able to tell us the reason why this person is asking to convert. Now, one of the interesting things about the word ger, the word is gimel resh, of course. And Gimel Rishonot is a phrase that we use speaking about the upper three spherot. And it's essentially that difference between the non-Jewish nations and the Jewish nation in what is a complete soul. And the Jewish soul needs the upper three spherot connection. It needs to be connected. Its source is in the upper three, the Keter, the Chokhmah, the Binah. Whereas the other nations is going to be in other locations of the Tree of Life, from other spherot. So it's no coincidence that the word Ger also stands for the Gimel Rishonot, the three upper levels of the spherot, the Keter, the Chokhmah, the Binah. There's an additional information, and that's the Ari teaches that there is a spiritual law that says people incarnate one time. They have in this one lifetime the ability to correct their nefesh, their ruach, and their neshama on all five levels of each of those, so a total of 15 levels of consciousness. The five levels are, of course, the nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, v'chida. So the ger comes and says, I want to convert. But the Ari is teaching that the ger is actually a nefesh who has incarnated once, corrected itself completely, and then a ruach came to rest on it, and the ruach did not complete itself. The ruach now has to reincarnate, but cannot come back on the same nefesh. That nefesh must come back with a different soul root, soul connection to the ruach that it comes to. And that nefesh is referred to as a ger, a stranger. It is not me. We are working together. The ruach level will help and assist my ruach. Excuse me, the nefesh level will help and assist my ruach. But we are not the same soul root. We are not the same person. And so we feel estranged from each other. We feel strangers. And there are definite rules of incarnation, reincarnation, that apply in this level. And many times in the Torah it says to do not mistreat the ger, the converted person, the stranger, the widow or the orphan. And those other two terms, widow and orphan, also have understanding and definitions within the ideas of soul levels and within the ideas of reincarnation. So we have a mitzvah. Love the stranger. Love the conversion, the convert. And we really, the halakha is very easy to follow. When someone converts, no matter what is their level of conversion, reform, conservative, orthodox, very frum, very not frum, the level of conversion is never to be discussed with the convert. We are never to remind them that they were once not part of us. We never are to embarrass them with actions they did before they converted. In fact, we look at the convert as a totally new human being with a new birth date and a new connection. So it's very easy to love the convert, isn't it? It's just easy to follow the rules. Don't talk about them. Don't ask about their past. Oh, but isn't that human nature to be curious about where someone comes from? This is the mitzvah. Love the ger. Work on yourself. Stop asking these questions of people. Stop being curious about another person. Know that the person who came into your life has a spark of your soul that you need to work with. You need to elevate from. This is what it means to love the ger. This is what it means to love the stranger. This is what it means to move forward. Now, we have, last week or the previous call, we talked about the mitzvah to love the Jew, which turned out to be to love every human being. So why do I need a mitzvah to love the stranger when I've been told the mitzvah to love every human being? Why the extra special attention to the stranger? And that's because that level of soul strangeness that the Ari talks about, it's very difficult to treat that person, myself, my nefesh that I'm in with this lifetime. It's very difficult to treat them in a way that says I can learn to love them. And yet this is the mitzvah. This is the struggle. So we can utilize the 72 name, Hey Hey Ayin. Which is unconditional love. Love for no reason. And it helps us to interact with that nefesh. It helps us to interact with that soul. It helps us to treat that soul positively. It helps in all ways. Now, this mitzvah applies to all people, men and women, all times when the temple's in existence and when the temple is not, both inside Israel and outside in the exile. We are to love the ger, just as we are to love every human being. So what's the difference? How can I love the ger when I'm waiting for the answer, when I haven't reached the level of loving the Jew? Or loving every human being? Work on yourself. Ask yourself, why do you not like this person? Ask yourself, how do you overcome this innate animosity between the Jew and the non-Jew? Remember the incident of Esav coming with 400 men, 400 chieftains of negativity to attack Jacob and his family, and how Jacob prepared. We need to understand how to love the ger, to appreciate that this spark of a soul is coming into our nation by choice. You and I were born to it. They come by choice. The ger, the stranger, is a very high level when we're careful. The ger is a very high soul. The ger was born out of the nation and has chosen to return to the nation. What is the Kavanah when we meet a non-Jewish person who's converted? The Kavanah is this is the totality of a person who has always been Jewish and has just gone through a process where through some technique in the past they voted to be not Jewish. They chose to be not Jewish. They turned away from Judaism. And now they are choosing to return. Know that they have sparks of Jewish souls that they have to elevate. Know that this is the process. Now, we are not talking at length tonight. I know it's a short class. But my sense is that we have covered this subject, except for the Kavanah, in how do you meet someone who's not Jewish, who is ultimately on a higher spiritual level than you, because that's what a ger actually implies. When the sparks broke, the vessels broke, most light, the greatest light, fell to the lowest levels. And so when we meet a ger, we are meeting someone who was trapped by the negative side. There's a soul that was totally abused by the negative side, and all of a sudden is able to reach out and treat things properly. Keep the Kavanah to love the ger in order to be closer to God. This is the struggle. This is the process. This is what we are all to do. I bid you all shalom. I remind you that tomorrow night we'll read from the Zohar, and that Sunday we will do the sixth class from the San Diego group. Good night, you all. Shalom.